Welcome to the podcast that goes deep inside the rabbit hole where no one dares to go. I'm your host, Dan Curry, and this is The Resistance. Okay, everybody, let's record a little bit. Record this into your mind. Turn off your TV forever. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why you believe the things that you do, because you've been introduced to this a very long time ago, shortly after you were born. Everything that's pumped into the television and then pumped into your mind is created by the Tavistock Institute in I'm not sure, it's somewhere in the UK. But the thing you need to remember is you've been indoctrinated since you were born. This is why, unless somebody said, snapped out of the trance, but chances are you didn't snap out of the trance. And Tavistock, the best kept secret in America. I'm going to read that article. I'm going to read it verbatim, then I'm going to read an article by Miles W. Mathis. So we, the truth movement of the world, are being eclipsed by the wicked people who run and own the mainstream media. So we're basically descending. They're descending everyone into madness by believing all the things that come across this tell a lie to your vision. People are simply being relabeled as COVID-19 victims, and the spiral continues. You open your eyes now. This is me talking. I'm just writing a couple notes on this. Because I can't remember anything anymore. I'm getting older. Now, just if you are lifting these well-hidden and subtle true villains of the world, governments get their way into horrifying dystopia that they call the New World Order. Go to thefullertoninformer.com. If there is a single most important at this moment in time, a single most important YouTube channel, it's the Fullerton Informer. And he also has a website, fullertoninformer.com. So let me turn this down, because you're probably getting entranced by this music instead of listening to what I'm saying. Yeah. 5gdangers.com, wifidangers.com, disney666.com. They're all linked there. If you go to thefullertoninformer.com, that's Joe Imbriano. If anybody else is going mad, he is not going mad. He's trying to share wisdom and truth with the world. He loves the Lord. He's a devout Christian. and he loves people, and he doesn't want this suffering to go continue. That's why he's doing this, out of the kindness of his own heart. And I would have given it up by now, probably. But he keeps going somehow. I don't know. When people don't listen, I don't know how you keep going. He's trying desperately to warn people of the danger that is to come. And the agenda is something like... The agenda is Agenda 21, if most people know what this is. Leads back to eugenics, to disarm Americans, then to kill Americans, and eventually the rest of the world, and vaccinate Americans. China is the model for what they want to do. Whenever you see anything what they want to do, just turn on a movie. They'll share it with you, they'll reveal it, but they won't say, here's what we're going to do. It's their sick fantasy is what they want to do, okay? And I'm going to start and read a couple paragraphs, but I'll have to come back in a minute. Tavistock, The Best Kept Secret in America by Dr. Byron T. Weeks, W-E-E-K-S, M.D., July 31st, 2001, from Educate Yourself website. And then if you want to read it in Spanish, there's a little link below that. Editor's note, no one deserves more credit than Dr. John Coleman for bringing to light the history and true purpose of the City of London's, Tavistock Institute and its many subdivisional institutions and organizations, which was exposed in stunning detail on his 1992 book, Conspirators Hierarchy, The Story of the Committee of 300. Dr. Coleman has rightly complained that many NWO expose writers who have followed in his wake have used his original research without crediting him as the originating source, and in fairness to him, it should be observed that the information presented below is a reflection of his pioneering investigations into Tavistock. The article below was sent to John Quinn by Dr. Byron Weeks. The insidious propaganda and public opinion manipulations, including mind control agendas orchestrated by London's Tavistock Institute, is covered at length in the books of David Icke and Dr. John Coleman. But this recent article adds fresh insights and a historical perspective. Our thanks to Bryce Taylor for forwarding. Tavistock Institute, 30 Tabernacle Street, London, EC2A4DD. Okay. And I'll read the contents short, real quick. Preface from John Quinn, The Best Kept Secret in America, Tavistock Institutions in the United States, Institute for Policy Studies, Stanford Research Institute, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, RAND Research and Development Corporation. Okay, now we'll get started right after this. And I'm going to read verbatim. I'm also going to find this at bookfinder.com. I suggest you do the same and continue to find out how many different ways they're brainwashing you, indoctrinating all this nonsense right into your brain, and you don't even have a clue. Sit on the couch and drink beer and say, I'm in a beta state. I don't realize what they're doing to me, but they are. And we will talk to you shortly. Okay, let's keep going. Let's see here. Preface from John Quinn, NewsHawk. The forward article was received from Byron Weeks, who, in our opinion, really has a good firm handle on exactly what is up on many levels with the extraordinarily extensive control tips currently being directed against the peoples of the world by elements of the global shadow government. Weeks, whom I quoted at length in the book Phoenix Undead, has sent us this compelling look at a globally active British institute which has had its hands in just about every social and political government movement of note throughout much of the world for the past 50 years. For example, ever wonder who and what is behind, let's say, the CIA? Well, they don't swear allegiance to America, that's for certain. Try the British royal family. This report is the real stuff, solidly researched and meticulously documented, so for lots more truly concept-bending data, read on at NewsHawk Incorporated. To John Quinn, I believe Tavistock has always had secret ties to British Freemasonry. Byron T. Weeks, MD, Colonel AFUS, MC, retired. Let's see, then it goes on to the next section, the best kept secret in America. Formed in 1947, the Tavistock Institute is an independent, not-for-profit organization which seeks to combine research in the social sciences with professional practice. Problems of institution building and organizational design and change are being tackled in all sectors: government, industry and commerce, health and welfare, education, etc. Nationally and internationally, and clients range from multinationals to small community groups. A growth area has been the use of a developmental approach to evaluation of new and experimental programs, particularly in health, education, and community development. This has also produced new training events alongside the regular program of group relations conferences. The Institute owns and edits the monthly journal Human Relations, published by Plenum Press, which is now in its 48th year and has recently launched, in conjunction with Sage Publications, a new journal evaluation. Three elements combine to make the Institute unusual, if not unique. It has the independence of being entirely self-financing with no subsidies from the government or the other sources. The action research orientation places it between but not in the worlds of academia and consultancy. And its range of discipline include anthropology, economics, organizational behavior, political science, psychoanalysis, psychology, and sociology. So reads the opening paragraphs of the Tavistock Institute homepage at www.tavinstitute.org. The ideology of American foundations was created by the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations in London. In 1921, the Duke of Bedford, Marquess of Tavistock, the 11th Duke, gave a building to the Institute to study the effect of shell shock on British soldiers who survived World War I. Its purpose was to establish the breaking point of men under stress under the direction of the British Army Bureau of Psychological Warfare. Commanded by Sir John Rawlings Rees, Tavistock Institute is headquartered in London. Its prophet, Sigmund Freud, settled in Maresville Gardens when he moved to England. He was given a mansion by Princess Bonaparte. Tavistock's pioneer work in behavioral science, along Freudian lines of controlling humans, established it as the world center of foundation ideology. Its network now extends from the University of Sussex to the U.S. through the Stanford Research Institute, Esalen, E-S-A-L-E-N, MIT, Hudson Institute, Heritage Foundation, Center of Strategic and International Studies at Georgetown, where State Department personnel are trained. Personnel, I think that's what he meant to say. Personnel trained. Are trained U.S. Air Force Intelligence and the RAND and MITRE corporations, M-I-T-R-E. The personnel of the corporations are required to undergo indoctrination at one or more of these Tavistock-controlled institutions. So all the ones I just named are controlled by Tavistock Institute. A network of secret groups, the Pelerin, P-E-L-E-R-I-N, Society, Trilateral Commission, Trilateral Commission, Ditchley Foundation, D-I-T-C-H-L-E-Y, and the Club of Rome is a conduit for instructions to the Tavistock Network. And then they have a picture of Freud, statue of Sigmund Freud, in front of the Tavistock Institute of Mind Control. Tavistock Institute developed the mass brainwashing techniques, which were first used experimentally on American prisoners of war in Korea. Its experiments in crowd control methods have been widely used on the American public. A surreptitious but nevertheless outrageous assault on human freedom by modifying individual behavior through typical topical psychology. A German refugee, Kurt Lewin, L-E-W-I-N, became director of Tavistock in 1932. He came to the U.S. in 1933 as a refugee, end quotes. The first of many infiltrators and set up the Harvard Psychology Clinic. I'm sure he was a Nazi on the run, right? Which originated the propaganda campaign to turn the American public against Germany and involve us in World War II. In 1938, Roosevelt executed a secret agreement with Churchill, which he was a high-level witch, druid witch, by the way, which in effect ceded U.S. sovereignty to England, druid priest, I mean. Because it agreed to let special operations executives control U.S. policies. To implement this agreement, Roosevelt sent General Donovan to London for indoctrination before setting up OSS, now the CIA. Under the aegis of SOESIS. The entire OSS program, as well as the CIA, has always worked on guidelines set up by the Tavistock Institute. Pay attention to these next two paragraphs. All Tavistock and American Foundation techniques have a single goal: to break down the psychological strength of the individual and render him helpless to oppose the dictators of the New World Order. Any technique which helps to break down the family unit and family inculcated principles of religion, honor, patriotism, and sexual behavior is used by the Tavistock scientists as weapons of crowd control. The methods of Freudian, remember when Aleister Crowley said that the family is public enemy number one, which really he and these criminals are public enemy number one because they hate God and they hate us. The methods of Freudian psychotherapy induce permanent mental illness in those who undergo this treatment by destabilizing their character. The victim is then advised to establish new rituals of personal interaction, end quotes, that to indulge in brief sexual encounters, which actually set the participants adrift with no stable personal relationships in their lives, destroying their ability to establish or maintain a family. Do you see that happening today? Yes. Tavistock Institute has developed such power in the U.S. that no one achieves prominence in any field unless he has been trained in behavioral science at Tavistock or one of its subsidiaries. Henry Kissinger, whose meteoric rise to power is otherwise inexplicable, was a German refugee and student of Sir John Rawlings Rees at SHAEF. Dr. Peter Born, interesting that they would use that, the Born identity. Dr. Peter Born, B-O-U-R-N-E, a Tavistock Institute psychologist, picked Jimmy Carter for president of the U.S. solely because Carter had undergone an intensive brainwashing program administered by Admiral Hyman Rickover at Annapolis. Just a brainwashed MKUltra puppet, basically, I guess. The quote-unquote experiment in compulsory racial integration in the U.S. was organized by Ronald Lippert, L-I-P-P-E-R-T, of the OSS and the American Jewish Congress, and director of child training at the Commission on Community Relations. The program was designed to break down the individual's sense of personal knowledge in his identity, his racial heritage. I'm sorry about the reading. Remember I told you last time I was on here that I had brain surgery, and the muscles around my mouth and nerves, they tend to tense up when I talk. So it's hard for me to sound like, you know, like I'm on NPR or whatever. Okay, let's see. I'm sorry, I got to change this real quick. It can be distracting, right? Let's see if we can change it up. Go back up here. There we go. Okay, through the Stanford Research Institute, Tavistock controls the National Education Association, the Institute of Social Research at the National Training Lab brainwashes the leading executives of business and government. Such is the power of Tavistock that our entire space program was scrapped for 9 years so that the Soviets could catch up. Oh, now you know the real reason that happened. The hiatus was demanded in an article written by Dr. Anatole Rapport, or I don't know where he came up with that name, and was promptly granted by the government to the complete mystification of everyone connected with NASA. Another prominent Tavistock operation is the Wharton School of Finance, W-H-A-R-T-O-N, at the University of Pennsylvania. A single common denominator identifies the common Tavistock strategy, the use of drugs. The infamous MKUltra program of the CIA, gives a link right there, in which unsuspecting CIA officials were given LSD and their reactions studied like guinea pigs, quote-unquote, resulted in several deaths. The U.S. government had to pay millions in damages to the families of the victims, but the culprits were never indicted. Sorry, I'm trying to multitask here. The program originated when Sandoz AG, S-A-N-D-O-Z, AG, a Swiss drug firm owned by S.G. Warburg, ding, 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 Warburg, does that ring a bell? Yes, it does. Company of London developed lysergic acid. LSD, I guess. Lysergic acid. Roosevelt's advisor, James Paul Warburg, son of Paul Warburg, who wrote the Federal Reserve Act, see, and nephew of Max Warburg, who had financed Hitler, set up the Institute for Policy Studies to promote the drug. The result was the LSD counterculture, quote-unquote, of the 1960s, which was all staged, the student revolution, quote-unquote, which was financed by $25 million from the CIA. One part of MKUltra was the Human Ecology Fund. The CIA also paid for Dr. Abair Kelman of Harvard to carry out My folks are from Louisiana, so I'm used to reading that like Abair, Herbert Kelman of Harvard, to carry out further experiments on mind control. In the 1950s, the CIA financed extensive LSD experiments in Canada. Dr. D. Ewan Cameron, president of the Canadian Psychological Association and director of Royal Victorian Hospital, Montreal, received large payments from the CIA to give 53 patients large doses of LSD and record their reactions. The patients were drugged into weeks of sleep and then given electric shock treatments. One victim, the wife of a member of the Canadian Parliament, is now suing the U.S. companies who provided the drug for the CIA. All the records of the CIA drug testing program were ordered destroyed by the head of MKUltra. So they can't see what we're doing if we destroy everything. These wretched people. Because all efforts of the Tavistock Institute are directed toward producing cyclical collapse, the effect of the CIA programs are tragically apparent. R. Emmett Tyrell, Jr., writing in the Washington Post, August 20th, 1984, cites the quote, squalid consequences of the 60s radicals in SDS, unquote, as resulting in, quote, the growing rate of illegitimacy, petty lawlessness, drug addiction, welfare, VD, and mental illness, unquote. This is the legacy of the Warburgs and the CIA. Their principal agency, the Institute of the for Policy Studies, was funded by James Paul Warburg. Its co-founder was Marcus Raskin, R-A-S-K-I-N, protege of McGeorge Bundy. President, see, they sneak these names in here and nobody even catches them, like Al Bundy. Okay, McGeorge Bundy, president of all the Ford Foundation, Bundy has Raskin appointed to the post of President Kennedy's personal representative on the National Security Council, and in 1963 funded Students for Democratic Society, through which the CIA operated the drug culture. Today, the Tavistock Institute operates a $6 billion a year network of foundations in the U.S. They've got a lot of work to do, don't they? With all this $6 billion brainwashing, mind controlling everybody through this stupid these TV movies and radio and literally everything possibly could look at, almost, except this. I don't work for them. 10 major institutions are under direct control, with 400 subsidiaries and 3,000 other study groups and think tanks, which originate many types of programs to increase the control of the world order over the American people. The Stanford Research Institute, adjoining the Hoover Institution, is a $150 million a year operation with 3,300 employees. Let that sink in for a minute. It carries on program surveillance for Bechtel, B-E-C-H-T-E-L, Kaiser, and 400 other companies, and extensive intelligence operations for the CIA. It is the largest institution on the West Coast, promoting mind control and the behavioral sciences. My mouth is kind of, the muscles on my mouth are kind of tensing up a little bit. Sorry about that. One of the key agencies as a conduit for secret instructions from Tavistock is the Ditchley Foundation, founded in 1957. The American branch of the Ditchley Foundation is run by Cyrus Vance, former Secretary of State and Director of the Rockefeller Foundation, and Winston Lord, President of the Council on Foreign Relations. One of the principal but little-known operations of the Rockefeller Foundation has been its techniques for controlling world agriculture. Its director, Kenneth Warnemont, set up Rockefeller controlled agricultural programs throughout Mexico and Latin America. The independent farmer is a great threat to the world order because he produces for himself and because his produce can be converted into capital, which gives him independence. Hold on.
Can you please be a little more responsible?
Sorry about that, y'all. Life happens when you're making other plans, right? You always have some kind of glitch somewhere, so life isn't perfect, but we have to navigate all this madness. And don't use the people that, the witches that own the media to do it. You need to, excuse me, you need to count on God and God only. I'm going to try to finish this real quick, this paragraph, and then I'll be back in a minute. I just got to figure out where I left off. In Soviet Russia, the Bolsheviks believed they had attained total control over the people. They were dismayed to find their plans threatened by the stubborn independence of the small farmers, the kulaks. Stalin ordered the OGPU to seize all food and animals of the kulaks and to starve them out. Chicago American, February 25th, 1935, carried a front page headline. Six million perish in Soviet famine. Peasants' crops seized, they and their animals starve. That was the headline. To draw attention from this atrocity, it was later alleged that the Germans, not the Soviets, had killed 6 million people, the number taken from the Chicago American headline by a Chicago publicist. The Communist Party, the party of the peasants and workers, exterminated the peasants and enslaved the workers. Many totalitarian regimes have found the small farmer to be their biggest stumbling block. The French Reign of Terror was directed not against the aristocrats, many of whom were sympathetic to it, but against the small farmers who refused to turn over their grain to the revolutionary tribunals in exchange for the worthless assignats. In the United States, the foundations are presently engaged in the same type of war of extermination against the American farmer. The traditional formula of land plus labor for the farmer has been altered due to the farmer's need for purchasing power to buy industrial goods needed in his farming operations. Because of his need for capital, the farmer is especially vulnerable to the world order's manipulation of interest rates, which is bankrupting him. Just as in the Soviet Union in the early 1930s, when Stalin ordered the kulaks to give up their small plots of land to live and work on the collective farms. The American small farmer faces the same type of extermination, being forced to give up his small plot of land to become a hired hand for the big agricultural trusts, the Brookings Institution, and other foundations originated the monetary programs implemented by the Federal Reserve System, which is privately owned. Not the government don't own that. They pulled the wool all over everyone's eyes. And to destroy the, I suggest you do some research on the Federal Reserve System, to destroy the American farmer, a replay of the Soviet tragedy in Russia, with one proviso that the farmer will be allowed to survive if he becomes a slave worker of the giant trusts. Once the citizen becomes aware of the true role of the foundations, he can understand the high interest rates, high taxes, the destruction of the family, the degradation of the churches into forums for revolution, the subversion of the universities into CIA cesspools of drug addiction, and the halls of government into sewers of international espionage and intrigue. The American citizen can now understand why every agent of federal government is against him. The alphabet agencies, the FBI, IRS, CIA, and BATF must make war on the citizen in order to carry out the programs of the foundations. The foundations are in direct violation of their charters, which commit them to do quote-unquote charitable work because they make no grants which are not part of a political goal. The charge has been made and never denied that the Heritage AEI network has at least two KGB moles on its staff. The employment of professional intelligence operatives as charitable workers, as was done in the Red Cross mission to Russia in 1917, exposes the sinister political, economic, and social goals which the world order requires the foundations to achieve through their quote-unquote bequests. Not only is this tax fraud, because the foundations are granted tax exemption solely to do charitable work, but it is criminal syndicalism, conspiracy to commit offenses against the United States of America, Constitutional Law 213, Corpus Juris Secundum 16. For the first time, the close interlocking of the foundation syndicate has been revealed by the names of the principal incorporators. Daniel Coit Gilman, who incorporated the Peabody Fund and the John Slater Fund and become an incorporator of the General Education Board, now the Rockefeller Foundation. Gilman, who also incorporated the Russell Trust in 1856, later became an incorporator of the Carnegie Institution with Andrew Dixon White Russell Trust and Frederick A. Delano. Delano also was an original incorporator of the Brookings Institution and the Carnegie Endowment International Peace. Daniel Coit Gilman incorporated the Russell Sage Foundation and Cleveland H. Dodge of the National City Bank. These foundations incorporators have been closely linked with the Federal Reserve System, the War Industries Board of World War I, the OSS of World War II, and the CIA. Excuse me. They have also been closely linked with the American International Corporation, which was formed to instigate the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. Delano, an uncle of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, was an original board of governors of the Federal Reserve System in 1914. His brother-in-law founded the influential Washington law firm of Covington and Burling. The Delanos and their ruling families of the world order trace their lineage directly back to William of Orange and the regime which granted the charter of the Bank of England. Excuse me. We'll continue the next section, which is titled Tavistock Institutions in the United States. I suggest you stick around for this. I'll be right back. Okay, I highly recommend you check this out. This part of the article is called Tavistock Institutions in the United States. Flow Laboratory, and it gives a short paragraph or breakdown or tells you exactly what they do. Flow Laboratories gets contracts from the National Institutes of Health. Merle Thomas Corporation gets contracts from the U.S. Navy, analyzes data from satellites. Walden Research does work in the field of pollution control. Planning Research Corporation, Arthur D. Little, GE Tempo, Operations Research Incorporated, part of approximately 350 firms who conduct research and conduct surveys, make recommendations to government. They are part of what President Eisenhower called a possible danger to public policy that could itself become captive of scientific technological elite. The Brookings Institution dedicates its work to what it calls, quote-unquote, national agenda, wrote President Hoover's program, President Roosevelt's New Deal, the Kennedy administration's New Frontiers program. Deviation from it may have cost John F. Kennedy his life, and President Johnson's Great Society. Brookings has been telling the United States government how to conduct its affairs for the past 70 years and is still doing so. Hudson Institute. This institution has done more to shape the way Americans react to political and social events, think, vote, and generally conduct themselves than perhaps any except the Big Five. Hudson specializes in defense policy, research, and relations with the USSR. Most of its military work is classified as secret. One idea during the Vietnam War was to build a moat around Saigon. Hudson may be properly classified as one of the Committee of 300's brainwashing establishments. One of its largest clients in the U.S. Department of Defense, which includes matters of civil defense, national security, military policy, and arms control. National Training Laboratories, one of the key institutions established for this purpose in the United States, was the National Training Laboratories, NTL, founded in 1947 by members of the Tavistock Network in the United States, and located originally on an estate in Bethel, Maine. NTL has its explicit purpose the brainwashing of leaders of the government. If you've ever seen that, where they were putting makeup on Bill before he did his ads. Somebody posted that in YouTube one time, and he is totally in a complete trance. He's been MK Ultrafied. Brainwashing of leaders of the government, educational institutions, and corporate bureaucracies in the Tavistock method, and then using these leaders to either themselves run Tavistock group sessions in their organizations or to hire other similarly trained group leaders to do the job. The nuts and bolts of the NTL operation revolves around the particular form of Tavistock degenerate psychology known as group dynamics, developed by German Tavistock operative Kurt Lewin, L-E-W-I-N, who immigrated to the United States in the 1930s and whose students founded NTL, National Training Laboratories. In a, these mad scientists really are creating chaos and confusion. In a Lewinite brainwashing group, a number of individuals from varying backgrounds and personalities are manipulated by a group leader to form a consensus of opinion, achieving a new group identity. Do you see? The key to the process is the creation of a controlled environment in which stress is introduced, sometimes called dissonance, to crack an individual's belief structure using the peer pressure of other group members. The individual is cracked, quote unquote, and a new personality emerges with new values. The degrading experience causes the person to deny that any change has taken place. In that way, an individual is brainwashed without the victim knowing what has taken place. Now, go watch the Manchurian Candidate and you'll realize that that is, I mean, really? This method is the same with some minor modification used in all so-called sensitivity groups or T groups or in the more extreme rock, drug, sex, counterculture form touchy-feely groups such as, quote-unquote, such as the kind popularized from the 1960s onward by the Assailant Institute, which was set up with the help of NTL. From the mid-1950s onward, NTL put the majority of the nation's corporate leaderships through such brainwashing programs, while running similar programs for the State Department, the Navy, the Department of Education, and other sections of the federal bureaucracy. There is no firm estimate of the number of Americans who have been put through this process in the last 40 years at either NTL or, as it is now known, the NTL Institute for Applied Behavioral Sciences, which is based in Rosslyn, R-O-S-S-L-Y-N, Virginia, or its West Coast base of operations, the Western Training Laboratories and Group Development, or in various satellite institutions. The most reliable estimate is in the several millions. Excuse me. One of the groups that went through the NTL mill in the NTL mill in the 1950s was the leadership of the National Education Association, the largest organization of teachers in the United States. Thus, the NEA's outlook has been, quote-unquote, shaped by Tavistock through the NTL. In 1964, the NTL Institute became a direct part of the NEA, with the NTL setting up group sessions for all its affiliates. With funding from the Department of Education, the NTL Institute drafted the programs for the training of the nation's primary and secondary school teachers and has a hand as well in developing the content of educational reforms, including OBE, also known as the International Institute of Applied Behavioral Sciences. This institute is a brainwashing center and artificial stress training whereby, whereby participants suddenly find themselves immersed in defending themselves against vicious accusations. NTL takes the National Education Association. Hold on a second. Okay, I lost my place. It's pretty small print, so I'm trying to stay on track here. Participants suddenly find themselves immersed in defending themselves against vicious accusations. NTL takes in the National Education Association, the largest teacher group in the United States, while officially decrying racism, quote unquote. It is interested to note that the NTL, working with NEA, produced a paper proposing education vouchers which would separate the hard-to-teach children from the brighter ones, and funding would be allocated according to the number of difficult children who would be separated from those who progressed at a normal rate. The proposal was not taken up. University of Pennsylvania, Wharton School of Finance and Commerce, founded by Eric Trist, one of the brain trust, quote-unquote, of Tavistock. Wharton has become one of the more important Tavistock insofar as behavioral research is concerned. Wharton attracts clients such as the U.S. Department of Labor, which teaches how to produce cooked, quote-unquote, cooked statistics in the Wharton Econometric Forecasting Associates Incorporated. This method was very much in demand as well as we came to the close of 1991, with millions of more out of work than was reflected in USDL statistics. Wharton's econometric modeling is used by every major committee of 300 company in the United States, Western Europe, and the International Monetary Fund, the United Nations, and the World Bank Institute for Social Research. Among its clients are the Ford Foundation, U.S. Department of Defense, U.S. Postal Service, and the U.S. Department of Justice. Among its studies are the human meaning of social change, youth in transition, and how Americans view their mental health. The next one is Institute for the Future. This is not a typical Tavistock institution in that it is funded by the Ford Foundation, yet it draws its long-range forecasting from the mother of all think tanks. Institute for the Future projects what it believes to be changes that will be taking place in time frames of 50 years. So-called Delphi panels, D-E-L-P-H-I, decide what it is normal and what is not, and prepare position papers to steer, quote-unquote, government in the right direction to head off such groups as people creating civil disorder, quote-unquote. I don't want people making waves. Okay, so I suggest you make waves and stand up and say, you need to stop this nonsense, now, okay? Just stop it. The only solution is to just not comply. Don't put up with this nonsense. Do you hear what I'm saying? Let's see. This could be patriotic groups demanding abolition of graduated taxes or demanding that their right. So basically they're saying, get rid of these people so we can just basically do whatever we want. Demanding that their right to bear arms is not infringed. This institute recommends actions such as liberalizing abortion laws, which they've done, drug usage, and that cars entering an urban area pay tolls, which they've done, teaching birth control in public schools, which they have done, requiring registration of firearms, which they have done, making use of drugs a non-criminal offense, which they have done, legalizing homosexuality, which they have done, paying students for scholastic achievements, making zoning controls a preserve of the state, offering bonus for family planning, and last but most frightening, a pot I'm sorry. A Pol Pot Cambodian style proposal that new communities be established in rural areas, concentration camp compounds. As can be observed, many of their goals have already been more than fully realized. These institutions are among those that fund the Uniform Law Foundation, whose function is to ensure that the Uniform Commercial Code remains the instrument for conducting business in the United States. We'll move along to the next section in just a minute. The next section will be IPS, Institute for Policy. I'm sorry, it's not a section. It's going to break down some more things. Institute for Policy Studies. We'll be right back. All right, y'all. Institute for Policy Studies, which IPS, one of the big three. IPS has shaped and reshaped United States policies, foreign and domestic, since it was funded by James P. Warburg and the Rothschild entities in the United States. Its networks in America include the League for Industrial Democracy. Lead players in the League for Industrial Democracy have included Jean Kirkpatrick, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Erwin Sewall of the ADL, Eugene Rostow, arms control negotiator, Lane Kirkland, labor leader, and Albert Shanker. IFS was incorporated in 1963 by Marcus Raskin and Richard Barnett, both highly trained Tavistock Institute graduates. IPS, he put IFS for some reason, so it must be a glitch, came from an agenda laid down for it by the Tavistock Institute, one of the most notable being to create the quote-unquote new left as a grassroots movement in the U.S. It's been said that the Barnett and Raskin controlled such diverse elements as the Black Panthers, Daniel Ellsberg, National Security Council staff member Halperin, the Weathermen Underground, the Vince Ramos, and the campaign staff of candidate George McGovern. No scheme was too big for IPS and its controllers to take on and manage. Through its many powerful lobbying groups on Capitol Hill, IPS relentlessly used its big stick to beat Congress. IPS has a network of lobbyists. All supposedly operating independently, but in actual fact acting cohesively so that congressmen are pummeled from all sides by seemingly different and varied lobbyists. In this way, IPS was and is still able to successfully sway individual representatives and senators to vote for the trend, the way things are going, quote unquote. So do you see this? That's how they just beat them in the head, basically, until they do what they want them to do, okay? By using key point men on Capitol Hill, IPS was unable to break into the very infrastructure of our legislative system and the way it works. Told you, it's been infiltrated a long time ago. IPS, and we need to turn around and get these people out of here. IPS became and remains to this day one of the most prestigious think tanks controlling foreign policy decisions, which we the people foolishly believe are those of our lawmakers. By sponsoring militant activism at home and with links to revolutionaries abroad, by engineering such victories as, quote-unquote, the Pentagon Papers, besieging the corporate structure, bridging the credibility gap between underground movements and acceptable political activism. By penetrating religious organizations and using them to sow discord in America, which they've done, such as radical racial policies under the guise of religion, using establishment media to spread IPS ideas, and then supporting them, IPS has lived up to the role which it was founded to play. Stanford Research Institute. Jesse Hobson, the first president of Stanford Research Institute, in a 1952 speech, made it clear what lines the institute was to follow. Stanford can be described as one of the jewels in Tavistock's crown in its rule over the United States. Founded in 1946, immediately after the close of World War II, it was presided over by Charles A. Anderson, with emphasis on mind control research and future sciences. Included under the Stanford umbrella was Charles F. Kettering Foundation, which developed the changing images of man upon which the Aquarian conspiracy rests. Some of our Stanford's major clients and contracts were at first centered around the defense establishment, but as Stanford grew, so did the diversity of its services. Applications of behavioral sciences to research management, Office of Science and Technology, SRI Business Intelligence Program, U.S. Department of Defense Directorate of Defense Research and Engineering, U.S. Department of Defense Office of Aerospace Research. Among corporations seeking Stanford's services were Wells Fargo, Bechtel, Hewlett-Packard, Bank of America, McDonnell Douglas Corporation, BLYTH Blythe, Eastman, Dillon, and a TRW company. One of Stanford's more secret projects was extensive work on chemical and bacteriological warfare, CAB, which is happening right now, basically. CAB weapons. Stanford research is plugged into at least 200 smaller think tanks doing research into every facet of life in America. This is why they can get away with this coronavirus nonsense. They are just obliterating everyone. And into their mind, they're going to burn into your skull that the coronavirus is here to stay and is going to kill you. And no, it isn't. It's been made in a lab, and just like AIDS, just like N1H1. I mean, really, y'all need to wake up to what's happening to you, okay? Stanford Research is plugged into it. At least 200 smaller think tanks doing research into every facet of life in America. Did you hear what I said? This is ARPA networking and represents the emergence of probably the most far-reaching effort to control the environment of every individual in the country. At present, Stanford's computers are linked with 2,500 sister research consoles, which include the CIA, Bell Telephone Laboratories, U.S. Army Intelligence, the Office of Naval Intelligence, RAND Corporation, I think, and MIT, Harvard, and UCLA. That's my daughter cooking something in the other room. Cutting something, I mean. Stanford plays a key role in that it is the library cataloging all ARPA documentation. Other agencies, quote unquote, one can use one's imagination here, are allowed to search through SRI's library for keywords, phrases, look through sources, and update their own master files with those of Stanford Research Center. The Pentagon uses SRI's master files extensively, and there is little doubt that other U.S. government agencies do the same. Pentagon command and control problems are worked out by Stanford. while ostensibly these apply only to... Sorry about that. I accidentally hit the stop button. Okay, let's see where I was. Stanford plays a key role in that is the library. Let's see. Pentagon command and control problems are worked out by the Stanford. While ostensibly these apply only to weapons and soldiers, there is absolutely no guarantee that the same research could not and will not be turned to civilian applications. Stanford is known to be willing to do anything for anyone. And why is that? Because the love of money is the root of all evil. That's why they're getting away with this stuff, okay? MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. So yeah, we're in a technocracy basically now. Alfred P. Sloan School of Management. The major institute is not generally recognized as part of being a part of Tavistock, USA. Most people look upon it as being a purely American institution, but that is far from the truth. MIT Alfred Sloan can be roughly divided into the following groups: contemporary technology, industrial relations, NASA, ERC, computer research laboratories, Office of Naval Research Group, psychology, systems dynamics. Some of MIT's clients are American Management Association, Committee for Economic Development, GTE, Institute for Defense Analysis, NASA, National Academy of Sciences, National Council of Churches, Sylvania, TRW, U.S. Army, U.S. Department of State, U.S. Navy, U.S. Treasury, and Volkswagen. What do you know? These institutions are among those that fund the Uniform Law Foundation, whose function is to ensure that the Uniform Commercial Code remains the instrument for conducting business in the United States. The next one on the list is RAND Research and Development Corporation. Without a doubt, RAND is the think tank most beholden to Tavistock Institute, and certainly the RIIA's most prestigious vehicle for control of the United States policies at every level. Specific RAND policies that became operative include our ICBM program, prime analysis for U.S. foreign policy making, instigator of space programs, U.S. nuclear policies, corporate analysis, plural, hundreds of projects for the military, the Central Intelligence Agency in relation to the use of mind-altering drugs like peyote, LSD, the covert MKUltra operation, which lasted for 20 years. Some of RAND's clients include American Telephone and Telegraph Company, AT&T, Chase Manhattan Bank, International Business Machines, IBM, National Science Foundation, Republican Party, TRW, U.S. Air Force, U.S. Department of Health, U.S. Department of Energy. There are literally thousands of highly important companies, government institutions, and organizations that make use of RAND's services. We're coming close to the bottom of the page, and I suggest you, I might be able to put the link inside the description box. There are literally thousands, I just read that, to list them all would be impossible. Among RAND's specialties is a study group that predicts the timing and the direction of a thermonuclear war, plus working out the many scenarios based on its findings. RAND was once accused of being commissioned by the USSR to work out terms of surrender of the United States government, an accusation that went all the way to the United States Senate, where it was taken up, taken up by the Senator Symington and subsequently fell victim to scorn. Fell victim to scorn poured out by the establishment press. Brainwashing remains the primary function of RAND. The full name is RAND Research and Development Corporation. Now you know what they're doing, folks. So you need to turn off that TV, start talking to each other, and spread the word, okay? And I will be back again later with the... I think Miles W. Mathis, why I believe the coronavirus scare has been manufactured by Russell Sackett. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. I can't find it. here it is. This one was written by Miles W. Mathis, and the title of this is "Yes, This Is a Test." I will be back shortly. Possibly in the next podcast to read this verbatim, because he's on point with this as usual. This man is brilliant, as is at this point in time, dealing with current issues that need to be dealt with, is the FullertonInformer.com. That's Joe Embriano has created this site. He doesn't get any money for this. He's just trying to warn everyone. And if you don't listen, you will pay the consequences. So go to the Fullerton Informer YouTube channel. He also has created two more, Wiki Joe, W-I-K-I, Joe, and Wiki Joe 2. So go to those others to check those out. If you just go to thefullertoninformer.com, that will link to all his other websites. There's tabs at the top. So wifidangers.com, disney666.com, I can't remember all of them, 5g.dangers.com. So anyway, I'll see you in the next one, and I hope you're having a great day. It's raining like crazy here in North Carolina, but it's all good. We'll talk to you soon. This is Dan Curry signing off. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. This is your disclaimer. I am just a messenger. Do your own research and find out things for yourself. Do not believe me or anyone else you hear until you prove them to yourself, if you care to believe the truth. If you do not find truth very soon, bad things could be on the way. That's all for now. Thanks for listening. We will see you in the next episode. Oh yeah, and before I forget, God bless each and every one of you. They said we would be attacked from the inside, and they were right. We've been infiltrated from, oh wow, they've been doing this for a long time, to destroy America. So who exactly is infiltrating? Communists, Freemasons, socialists? I've said it before and I'll say it again, it's all covert. They're taking over your mind and you don't even know it. But how are they taking over your mind? Social media, television, radio, magazines, rumors. It's all meant to keep you away from the truth and to control you. And now the only question is, what are you going to do about it?
Sometimes it's good to look back down. We've come so far, we've gained such ground. But joy is not in where we've been. Joy is who's waiting at the end. There is a road inside of you, inside of me, there is. No stumbling pilgrim in the dark. The road to Zion's in your heart. No stumbling pilgrim in the dark. The road to Zion's in your heart.